For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. We've been checking in with representatives from local, state, and federal agencies every week as recovery efforts continue in the wake of the campfire, both within the town of Paradise and vast areas of unincorporated Butte County that were also devastated. Earlier today, I had the opportunity to check in with Deborah Young of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, Justin Jacobs with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, or CalOES, Casey Hatcher, spokeswoman for Butte County, and Colette Curtis, Public Information Officer for the Town of Paradise. Colette, why don't you lead us off this week?
Thank you again, Mark, for having us. The town continues to focus on helping our residents rebuild. So far, we have received 215 applications for rebuilding, which we're really encouraged by, and we have issued 125 building permits. There is a lot of building going on, a lot of activity right now. We continue to see hundreds and hundreds of people every single day coming into town hall, asking questions, getting information. So while we have received 215 applications, we are seeing so much interest that we continue to get many, many applications every day, and we know that there are hundreds more coming.
Colette, I know that to rebuild a town such as Paradise and to have the population to create and encourage and retain commercial activity and other businesses and retailers, you have to have a certain population. Is there any projection at this point, and I know we're just getting started, about what the population might be 5 years down the line and how businesses can respond and how they're preparing for that?
Right, absolutely. And that's a great question, one we get fairly often, especially from business owners who are trying to come back and reopen. You know, it's very hard at this point to really project what the number of residents is going to look like. What we do know is we're seeing a lot of excitement around rebuilding. A lot of people are coming back to rebuild. We're also seeing a lot of interest in people maybe coming that didn't live in Paradise before, seeing an opportunity to come and live there in the future. We also have found that businesses that have reopened, most of them are doing very well, better than they even expected. We attribute that to the people that are living in Paradise now, some of them in standing homes, some of them on their property in trailers as they're rebuilding. But in addition, we have a really high, you know, into the thousands daytime population with the debris removal crews. And as that winds down, we're going to see an increase in building crews, right? People that are there building homes. As that winds down, we expect then the resident population will start picking back up. I also wanted to mention a community meeting. Local agencies are going to be coming and giving updates directly to the public. So the town, of course, will be there. Also PID and the school district. Adventist Health Feather River Hospital will be there as well on Tuesday, August 6th at 6 p.m. And that's at the Community Church in Paradise, 6491 Clark Road. We will also live stream on Facebook Live on the Town of Paradise Facebook page. And that's all I have.
Next, let's hear from Justin Jacobs of CalOES.
We're happy to report that things continue to progress and move forward with more than 8,600 sites being cleared of debris and more than 3,700 of those sites being returned to the county as certified clean. Now, again, if structural debris and qualified ashen debris during the process has been removed from a parcel or property, there still is several steps that need to happen, including soil sampling, erosion control measures, as well as a final site assessment before that's returned to the county and can be certified clean. So it's important to note that. That total basically relates to about 2.8 million tons of debris that have been removed locally as part of the debris removal process. So we're happy to report that. Additionally, the state and in coordination with the county, we'll be putting out some air quality information soon in the form of a video product. So please be on the lookout for that in the next week or so. And pending any questions, that's the update we have from the state. Thanks again to all my partners on here, and I look forward to updating them again next week on continued progress.
And now with an update from Butte County, Casey Hatcher.
Thanks for having us, Mark. I want to remind everybody we sent out some information from buttecountyrecovers.org about the USDA Home Repair Loan and Grant Pilot Program. The loan program is really for anyone. There's loans up to $40,000. They have a 20-year term with a 1% interest rate, so a very low interest loan to help fill some of those gaps costs that folks might have with rebuilding or repairing their properties. Some of this can be used for site prep, such as dealing with septic systems, well damage, or even tree removal. And then grants up to $10,000, and that's for eligible homeowners age 62 or over. These funds are intended to serve low and moderate income households, so there are some income eligibility requirements, and you can ask all those questions when you contact the USDA directly. There is a local contact and a flyer at ButteCountyRecovers.org. You can click on the Recovery Statistics tab and look at the recovery update from July 29th that has some of that information. We've been getting lots and lots of questions from people who are interested in rebuilding but may have a gap in their insurance or need some additional assistance, and this is one way that certainly can help to fill that gap. So thank you so much to the USDA. We're also getting ongoing questions about debris removal. We get a lot of questions about how will I know when my lot is certified clean, and this is just a reminder that you'll get a certification in the mail at the address that you put on your right of entry form. We're getting many more of those coming back returned in the mail and want to remind people that they need to update their address with the right of entry center if they want to receive that certification in the mail. They can call 530-552-3155 to update their address. We're also continuing to see activity for building permits getting submitted. There are approximately 110 permits that have been applied for in the county areas, and approximately 45 of those have been issued, and a couple of homes have been finaled. So it's really exciting to see people pulling those permits and getting that building activity going. It's certainly bustling and busy every time I walk into the building division out here at Seven County Center Drive in Oroville. The last thing I wanted to add, as Colette mentioned, is that the county will be at the August 6th community meeting at 6 p.m. at the Paradise Alliance Church to provide information to the public about the rebuild and recovery process and answer any questions that folks might have. So we look forward to seeing community members there.
And finally, Deborah Young with FEMA. I understand there's finally good news for many of those displaced by the fire.
Mark, the wait is over for many Camp Fire survivors who have been waiting for temporary housing. The Gridley site will see its first families licensed in starting Friday, with many more scheduled to be moved in on Saturday. The Gridley site will be home to 400 manufactured housing units, and during phase one, 111 households are slated to be moved in. Currently, 118 units are ready for occupancy, and that includes 43 one-bedroom units, 38 two-bedroom units, and 37 three-bedroom units. 11 of those units are accessible units, and a total of 42 accessible units are planned for the Gridley site. The first families to be moved into Gridley are those households still in need of temporary housing, and that number currently stands at 213. Also, many of the 33 households currently in hotels in the Transitional Sheltering Assistance Program are moving into Gridley as well. 321 households are currently in travel trailers and commercial sites in 8 counties, and 100 households are in FEMA group sites in Butte County. As for Hegan Aztec in Chico, licensing in is expected at that location to begin in mid-August.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye.